and the recreation rooms in the basement. And the furnished room. And the laundry. And the of course we have an oil tank room. I don't know if you want all that.
That's all right, I'll get it. The point is, I get a lot of pronunciation, a lot of vowels and consonants.
The oil tank room, and the truck room,
the trunk room. What is that?
Well, that's where we keep all the trunks and the satchels and clothes storage. Did I give you the preserve closet? Where we have preserve bins, and those are all things only come in big old houses now. And we have the bedrooms.
Now, with the bedrooms, how do you distinguish?
Master bedroom.
Is this the way you distinguish them yourself?
Yes, the master bedroom. And then the children's rooms. And we have a sitting room, TV, the sitting room, we call it. And the sewing room. And
now, okay.
I think that's about.
And how now the? How do you distinguish the bathrooms? That's another the term.
Oh, of course, there's a lavatory. That's a small, without the bath.
That
and
way.
Then, of course, we have the maid's room and bath. And then we have the guest room and bath. And our room and the bath.
And that is in addition to this master bedroom and...
Well, the master bedroom is really the guest room.
Oh, okay. No, what
it
I want...
It used to be our room, but I mean, just circumstances have changed it.
No, I am...
But a guest room is really used to be smaller.
Sure. Well, no, what I wanted to... what I was trying to find out, what I did find out was... When you call the... if it has facilities for bathing... You call it a bathroom.
A bathroom.
If not, you call it a lavatory.
A lavatory.
Right. I mean, today. The
no shower or anything.
No.
Just
okay. Fine.
Back, they don't say bathroom anymore. So many baths.
Yeah.
How many baths in your house?
And a fireplace, the part that extends out into the room on a fireplace, remember there was a book called The Cricket on the
Hearth.